This year now of Yudzayin Cheshvan, we're going to be covering today the halachas from Seif Yutes Chof, Chof Aleph, Chof Beis, Chof Gimel, and hopefully Chof Dalet. Truth is that Yutes was part of yesterday. We're just quickly going to go through it outside. Today we're going to be covering the halachas, referring more to the aspect that we mentioned previously of actually the gzeira of Shechikas HaMoanim. We're going to, for the first time, officially touch on that particular gzeira. Right. Should we do a quick chazor of yesterday, very briefly, or should we just move on straightforward? Pardon?
The Yesodis from yesterday.
Yesterday we started speaking about the Cholish Ein Bezakona. We've defined the Cholish Ein Bezakona. Somebody's not for Machmas Chuli LeMishkov. Although there's no Sakona, but he's seriously, he's unwell. He's bedridden. That is the simple definition. He's bedridden. What is a Cholish Ein Bezakona allowed to do on Shabbos? Not discussing the Gzev Shrikas HaMemonim, clearly excluding that. What is Mutter is definitely Amir Lanochi. As we mentioned, Amir Lanochi is allowed to ask a goy to do Malacha Deraisa even without Remez. Right, that is point number one, Amir Lanochi is Mutter. Point number two, there's a Machloket Rishonim as to whether what Malacha is a Yid allowed to do for Chol HaShem Zakona. The Halacha Lemaise is that a Shinui is, I'm excluding the whole sugya of Sakonas Eva because it's not Halacha Lemaise. So what he's allowed to do, a drabonon b'shinui, according to all the opinions, he's allowed to do a drabonon, and it's a drabonon b'shinui. Right? As we've this is the shit of the Mishneh Berurah, who is very machmir. As we've discussed, many achronim are significantly more makel than the Mishneh Berurah, and in fact, as we've pointed out, the Ramban inside, Interes Odom, which is the source of this particular psak, in fact, seems to be muchach, that he's also referring to a melocha de reise, which you do that melocha de reise b'shinui, right? In downgrading into Issa de Rabbonon. All those melochas de reise, which are done b'shinui, you would be allowed to do according to this Ramban and all the achronim that go in Paskin like that. All that you'd be allowed to do for cholish and bezakona, right? A melocha de reise b'shinui, as opposed to Mishneh Berurah, who says only a drabonon b'shinui, right? We have added to that as well that this is machlokes achronim. How we Paskin Mishneh Berurah is machmir, many achronim are mekel. Now we have also said that the chole is automatically considered the cholish and bezakona. Automatically, straight away, a cotton is considered cholish ein bezakona. Right. This is, in a nutshell, what we have covered yesterday. So if you test, cholish ein bezakona mutar bevishula in Yehudim. A very important halacha as well. A cholish ein bezakona is allowed to eat mutar bevishula nochim. We know there's an issa drabonon of bishul akum. Right? Even if the ingredients are completely kosher, if a item was cooked by a goy, there's an issa drabonon of bishulei nochim. Very, very serious issa. Very, very serious issa. Nevertheless, it is mutter. It's been removed for cholish and bezakona. Now we're gonna skip the Mishneh Berurah. We're gonna move on straight away to Seif Chof. Ein noisnin yain lesoicha ayin. I maybe just point out one point in the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah said on the second line on this omud over here. He says gam achole mevorich olav the beiterik ochil. Although bishul nochi is beetzim an issa, but if he is a chole, when he's allowed to eat it, he's allowed to make a bracha. In fact, this is an important point which has to be mentioned also for chole sheyesh bezakona. What about chole sheyesh bezakona, who we spoke about, let's say he has to eat a treif food, right? And let's say, assuming that this particular chole sheyesh bezakona has got the koach and the capability of making a bracha, what do you think? Should he make a bracha or not? He's eating treif. Absolutely correct. He should make a bracha. In fact, the cholish sheyesh bezakona, if it's mutter for him to eat it, of course, there's no problem at all. He could make a bracha. Fine. Okay. Seif Chof. Pardon? If he's allowed to eat it, he's allowed to make a bracha. It doesn't make a difference what the status of that particular food is. Seif Chof. Ein nois niyain lesoicha ein. Now, there is a refuah, which I don't think is practiced nowadays so much, which is to put wine on the person's eye. Now, don't ask me why, but this one was one of the foods which was practiced in earlier times. You may not put wine on a person's eye. Now, velitnoi al gabov, if you put it on top, which means on the eyelid, im posach v'soigere ein also. If you purposely open and close the eye, it's also. V'im enu posach v'soigere mutter. If you don't particularly intend to open and close the eye, then it is mutter. Now, this is Cholish Ein Beisakona. Right. We keep discussing Cholish Ein Beisakona. Besides the last, the Yudches, which you asked very correctly, is the Cholish in the wrong place. This is the Cholish Ein Beisakona. Otherwise, we're talking about Cholish Ein Beisakona. Right, or maybe even less than that, but I'm going to talk about that more. Mitzvah Shem. So in this, you're not allowed to do that because it is a refuah. And a refuah is also. Let's see Sifkot and Samech Dalet. Lesoich Ein. Now the kol min edul refuah goes rabon mishum shchikas amonim. Everything which is done for medical treatment is also because of shchikas amonim, because of the gzera of shchikas amonim. Now I just want to point out very briefly that we've mentioned before that there's some instances in which I is sakonas nafoshes. Right, this is obviously not that kind of case over here. Right, we've had previous seif which mentioned that I could very easily become a sakonas nafoshes. We mentioned at that point. We mentioned that point that normally we don't know much about it. But anyway, I'm just making very clear over here the ayin that we're talking, the illness that we're talking about over here is obviously not a sakonas nafoshes. Now, I just want to say over here, I just want to make it very clear over here. What he's doing over here by putting this wine on the eye, there's not other melacha involved. There's not issa involved. What is he doing already? He's just putting a bit of wine on the eye. This is not kosev, this is not bishul, this is not boine, this is nothing. All he's doing is putting wine on the eye. And nevertheless, it's also because of that gzera of shrikas amoni. Right? This is the opener of the sugya over here. There is things which are not also, that really what you're doing is nothing wrong with it, besides the fact that you're doing it for refuah, and that is also. That is very, very important. If he purposely opens and closes the eye, that he should enter the eye, because then it is muchach that he's doing the refuah. Muta Samech Vav said that if he's not purposely opening and closing the eye, then it's muta. Why? Damrinu lechitze be'almudo ovid. Rashi. This is now an important point which we have to mention. We have to explain that a little bit. That if you do something refuah, that's actually a very big kula that we do apply very frequently. If you do something which is a refuah, now, there's a gzeir of shrikas amonim. Now, if you intend it as a refuah, but, it doesn't look necessarily like refuah, it's muta. Although you intend it as refuah, but it generally, for the average onlooker, it doesn't look that you're doing it for medical reason, it's okay. Chazal weren't goyza. And there's a lot of halachic applications to that. Again, Chazal were only goyza, although you mean the refuah, although you mean the medical treatment, because it, the Chazal will never goyza if it doesn't look like a refuah. We're going to speak a little bit. I don't want to jump the gun. So just this particular case of here, right? Nowadays, if somebody would put wine on the eye, right? He says over here, it would be correct. Why? Okay, let's see again. He says over here, Lesuch, and the Kolmini Shul Refu, Gazamon Shrikamon, Samech, Impersach, Kadesh, Konis, Lech, does Muhammad's Refu Oise. If it does something which looks very clearly to an onlooker, he's doing it for Refu, it's also. However, if it doesn't, then it's Mutter, then we're not a Chitze Balmuda of it, because you're doing it for a Chitze. Vahidnish, Ein Der Lichot, Behind, also. However, if you don't, if the nowadays, that we don't do it for Rechitze, we don't do it for washing purposes, then it's also. Because then it's Muhammad's doing it Refu, which means actually nowadays, indeed, nowadays we only put wine on the eyelid on Avdol, right? Some have the minik to put a bit of, right? So this is good. So nobody will do it. Right. Well, it's just not rechitza. It's just not rechitza anymore. You can't call it rechitza. If somebody does it, it looks like he's doing refuah, and therefore it's going to be also. We're going to mention those, but I want to move on a little bit. Very good. Mamash, beautiful point that you mentioned. We're going to speak about that in a minute, Mr. Shem. Let's look. It's next Eve. We're going to speak about that excellent, excellent point. It's mamash going to be the next Eve. Let's not jump the gun. Roiktoffel means, well, basically, saliva. Pardon? Yeah. Roiktoffel. Let's just do the Shulchan Aruch inside first. Roiktoffel, which means saliva, which is toffel, which means that he hasn't eaten anything beforehand. I feel like Gabov also. Saliva also has some medical purpose to it. It can help. It has some healing process to saliva. I didn't know that, but that's what it seems over here. Really? 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 I never knew that. Really? Very interesting. Well, that's Mamash Meforish Mechaba. Very, very nice. Veroik Toffel, saliva, which, you know, before you ate anything, afilo al gabov also.
Afilo Gabov also, even on the eyelid is also the Muchamutzlif work of it, because obviously saliva is more likely that you're using the saliva, it seems, for medical purposes, and therefore it's also because it's just clear to the average onlooker, it just seems very clear doing it for the refuah, and therefore it's also, it's included in Gzeirah. Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Samach Zayin. V'roik Tofel, Kol Shaloi Tam Klum Mishaneh. As long as he hasn't eaten anything since he woke up in the morning, Shehu Chazak, because it's stronger. V'muchach HaMiltzeh Del Refuah Mechaven. Because then it is muchach, it is clear that the refuah mechavim, that he's intending the refuah part of it, the ilah rechitza, because if it would be for washing purposes, he's only washing his eyelid off in the morning or something, mosu. It's disgusting. He's not going to do it for rechitza. He wouldn't use it for rechitza. Ve'im roichetz piv b'mayim, ve'achkach ma'avir ol enof shori, af shemur b'roik, damrino lechitza k'ovit. However, if he's first washing his mouth, then it doesn't necessarily look like refuah. It could be that it's a rechitza, it doesn't matter for washing purposes, then it's muta. Ve'im lo yuchal liftach. If he cannot open any of his eyes, yochel elach lechon beroik tofel, the ends are four.
If you can't open the eyes, you know, do it like, just to open up the eyes a little bit in the morning, that would be okay because it doesn't look like you're doing refuah. We're gonna understand a little bit better with the ongoing seifim.
Seif chov aleph sheir adam kiloirin erev Shabbos v'noiz al gabe ein b'Shabbos. Kiloirin is basically just a medical patch type of thing. Kiloirin. Sheir adam, a person is allowed to soak this medical patch, which is good for the eyes. Sheir adam is a person is allowed to soak it me'erev Shabbos on Friday. V'noisn al gabav ein b'Shabbos, and he's allowed to actually put it on the eye on Shabbos. She'en yireh lo k'roichetz, because it only seems that he's doing a rechitza. V'u d'loy omitz v'pasach, but this is only so if it doesn't open and close the eye. V'loy chashinu mishum shrikas amonim. It does not, the gzeir of shrikas amonim does not apply over here. Why? Why not? Why is it not gzeir of shrikas amonim? It seems he does something very clearly for the eye. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the kim and dolei tiru lo lishrois na lemerav Shabbos ikeker, because we only matter if he's soaking it on Friday, and it is obvious that if you soak something on Friday, then you're doing it for a chitz. It seems that you're doing it for a chitz purposes, as opposed to for medical purposes, and therefore it's muta. Let's just see Shulchan Aruch before any questions. Sifkot nzamech. Es ist in Mishneh Berurah before any questions. Sifkot nzamech es kiloirin davke bekiloir tzolul sheoz nireh kiroichetz. Dafka with a kiloir tzolul, if it's more liquid, then it's okay. Then it looks like roichetz. Avol be'avomut also, it's a thicker type of material, substance. A thicker type of substance, then it's not rechitz. You wouldn't do rechitz with such a thing. And therefore, it's clear it's in medical purposes. And that is also k'moshi kosa sim reish nun beis seifei seif cotton samech tes v'loich hashinun roitz loyma dehu ayudea del refua. The who are you there that are for COVID? He himself knows that he does it for medical reason. Afal pikein the ledidei ikekere, but the matzich lashoyse me'erev Shabbos. Now he does it for medical purpose. It's true. Nevertheless, although he means the refuah part of it, Chazal didn't assay it. Very interesting. Chazal did not assay it on him. Why? Because there is a hekka. There's a recognizable action that he has to do over here, which is what he had to prepare it before Shabbos. He had to soak this item before Shabbos, and therefore there's a hekka. And as we find in many instances in Hilchos, in Halacha, you know, Rechaim, Yeridah, we find many cases that sometimes something is also, if you do a hekka, you make a recognizable type of reminder that helps you and that takes away the gzera. Similarly over here as well, by making a hekka, right, we know it in Yeridah, and we find in Rechaim, the hekka helps. Over here also, because you're making a hekka, that you're preparing it, you're soaking this item, me'erev Shabbos, therefore, Chazal were not gozer. Basically, what he's saying over here is that because you're doing it, because Chazal were matzrich, because you soaked it in Erev Shabbos, and you made a hacker by Erev Shabbos, therefore there's a hacker and there is no chashash of shchikas amonim, although he himself means the refuah. Some poskim learn from here the following. What about if you have to take a medicine? What do you think about that? Somebody wants to take a medicine, and he needs to take a medicine which normally would be also for him. But now, instead of taking it on Shabbos,
He puts it in the, you know, he prepares it and he puts it in the food already. You know, he puts it in the challenge or something. But Erev Shabbos, he puts it in the food before Shabbos. Although he's going to eat it on Shabbos. But he prepares it, quote, quote. Sometimes you find, you know, the kind of medicines that you put in water and they dissolve, you know, that kind of thing. Let's say I would do that before. You know, these kinds of medicines. You put that before Shabbos. You prepare that before Shabbos. And you'd actually drink it or eat it on Shabbos. Would that be mutter or not? Because although you mean the refuah, but what are you doing? You're preparing before Shabbos. So there's a hekka. There's a hekka. Would that be okay or not? What do you think about it? That's not, some post came on. What do you think about it? Interesting. Is that a comparison or not? What do you think? You seem to agree. You hear the point? Interesting. What, you disagree? Yeah. Very much. I can see that. What's the problem? Well, kiloirin, I'm saying this is kiloirin me'erev Shabbos as well. If you'd put it on Shabbos, it would be no good. But since you soaked it me'erev Shabbos, so that's why it makes it mutter over here. Well, I'll tell you the truth. Some poskim amatir. Reb Moshe is very against it. Reb Moshe disagrees. He has a different understanding. He says that only the kiloirin, because the kiloirin you need to prepare anyway. So if you need to prepare something, it makes sense that you need to, that there's a hacker there. But something which doesn't need preparation, it wouldn't help. Well, that's Reb Moshe's approach. But some poskim amatir. Yes.
I'm a bit confused. I'm a bit confused on this issue of hacker, what it does.
A hacker, Chazal did not asa. It's a hacker although you do it for a fur, but this hacker helps you from the gzeir of shrikas of morning. It's a dis. You won't come on to do meleches toichen. It reminds him.
It has nothing to do with whether it looks like a refuah or not.
Correct.
It's a separate issue altogether.
Correct. Well, in a way, yeah. Yeah, you can put it that way. Yeah.
With the kalorian, there was a separate issue also.
Correct.
Like it looking like.
Correct.
Look,
yes,
like
you are right.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah.
So there's two different factors here.
Correct. Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
If you prepare something before Shabbos and it's not ready before Shabbos comes in, you can't use it anyway. So when you say preparation, do you mean that you prepare it before Shabbos and it's ready before Shabbos? Because something that's not there ready on Shabbos, you can't use it on Shabbos.
Why?
Did you wash it before Shabbos?
Right, there's some gzeiras applying. Yeah. Right, there's special gzeiras that some. You wouldn't have that gzeira over here necessarily. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but you wouldn't have that gzeira. Right. Yeah. I hear him. Yeah.
And it takes 12 hours to soak it and you put it in there on Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't ready until Shabbos morning.
Right. Well, these are special gzeiras that wouldn't necessarily apply over here. Okay, I hear what you're saying, something to think about. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on. There's going to be a bit more dealing, which might help us as well. Seif Chov Beis. Ma'avir n'gildei makah v'sochin oisu b'shemen. There's gildei makah are like scabs after the skin is healed, the wound is healed, there's scabs. So you're allowed to take them away on Shabbos. V'sochin oisu b'shemen. And you're allowed to actually soak, shmir the wounds. Well, the ex wound, I should say, with shemen, with oil, avaloi bechelev, but not with fats. Vipneishu nimoach, because of a different problem, because it's nimoach. There's a completely different issue, but nimoach is a type of noila, a different issue at all. Chelev would be also because of a different type of gzeirem. Vafilu begemara mako, even if the maka is finished completely, deleko elotzar. Now the Mishnah Berurah changes the gears of this. We're going to go straight to the Mishnah Berurah over here. V'sochin oisa. Now says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ein. V'sochin oisa. The bizmanom hayaderech habrim besicho b'shemen. In those days, healthy people used to smear themselves also with oil. V'loy mucham el zedel refuah of it. And it is not necessarily the case that if you smear yourself with oil, it doesn't necessarily. You don't necessarily do it for a healing purpose. You don't necessarily do it for medical reason. It could very well be that you're doing it just because they're prim, because healthy people also do it. So you haven't got a right, you're doing it as a refuah, and therefore it's mutter. See what we've written, what is the Ramo wrote in Sim Chin Chav Zayin, as far as our conscience is concerned. That it seems that nowadays,
It is mistabed that Gemara Mak Gamin Asinu Shari B'Shemen, that at the end of Makkah B'Midosenu Shari B'Shemen. In our countries, it's Mutar B'Shemen as well. Now, what about? This is actually very nice. Yeah. So the point that the Mechaber is making over here, that if it's something which is done by healthy people, it's derech brim, then although you mean, it's very similar to before, although you mean the refuah part, but Chazal will never go there, unless it looks like you could tell you're doing it for a refuah purpose. Isn't that an interesting point? Which means that actually we could mamash talk about halacha lemaisa, about oil. If you put oil, I'm not talking about harder substances, just oil. You know, some people have rough skin. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos or not. You know, dried skin, you know what I mean? You're dried skin, you're allowed to put oil on the hands or not. Does it? Does it? Now, I'm going to ask you a question. What about, do people whose skin are not unwell, quote-unquote, people who don't have a real problem with skins, would they put oil on their hands as well? Have you ever heard of people putting creams on their skin?
Yeah.
Right? So therefore, if you put one plus one, that people tend to do these kinds of things, right? whether it's called that kind, or it's called that kind of, you know what I'm saying, I don't know all the makes, all the cosmetic, you know what I'm saying, I don't exactly know all about it, but since it is a normal thing for healthy people to smear creams and oils on their hands, it's a derech brim, it's absolutely a derech brim. Therefore, even somebody who's got cracked type of skin, and he's got problems with skin, dried hands, it doesn't look like he's doing a derech refuah. Now you're going to tell me, well, they don't use that kind of oil. So I'm going to answer, it doesn't really make a difference. The package and the size and the make is not the issue over here. They use these kind of substances. Right? Derech brim is to use those kind of substances. And therefore, says Rav Nissim Karelitz, and a lot of other poskim, derech brim, it's mutter. It doesn't look like doing a refuah.
Do normal people put oil on their hands, so now
this? I would definitely. Right, so that's actually an interesting point, because I saw that some people actually differentiate between men and ladies. Mm-hmm. They want to say that actually by ladies, it is more. There's more makom to be makel than by men, because men don't. But I'm not, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, just because we over here in Kol Yaakov, it's not our kind of, I wonder if you go out in the broader world, I'm not sure, I wouldn't be surprised if there is that kind of, I'm not sure, what do you think? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not so sure, there's all kinds of substances, what do you think? You seem to be very, you don't seem to be...
Sounds like it's a concept I haven't heard before.
Right.
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 Doesn't, I suppose it doesn't come into that many. It's only if there's no malacca.
Correct.
Different. If you've got indigestion, having prunes, right? People eat prunes.
Right.
If you've got a cold, you eat oranges, the vitamin C.
Very good, yeah. It's yeah.
Quite warm. Well, the whole idea those examples of different.
Yeah, I can't hear you, sorry. Yes, we are discussing Shri Samuni. Yeah. That means that although the crucial point of it is that although you actually mean the refuah part of it, you actually mean the refuah, but since it doesn't look, the gzera was only if it looks like a refuah as well, if for an onlooker, for an outsider, it doesn't look like a refuah necessarily, Chazal didn't ask that. It's a fascinating point. Because it tells us a lot about Gzeir Shrik Samonim. It's you know, okay. That's an interesting point. Okay, we have to move on very quickly. Okay. But you're not allowed to put shemen, oil, and chamin, hot water together. I'm back in the Shulchan Aruch. Murav and yachad together. Veloyal gabe moich litno alo, not on the cloth. Avonoisin hu chutz lemako, v'shoyses v'yored l'soicho. But you are allowed to put it outside the makkah, and it drips inside the makkah. Okay, we're going to move on straight to Sif Chof Gimel, that we should be able to finish the today's learning. You are allowed to put tzfoig, it's a type of v'chatichas b'godim yaveishim, and old clothes. Yes, that's right. Yeah, you dry old ones. Right, and you're allowed to put that on around the wound. V'chadoshim she'enon refuah, and new ones which are not meant for refuah. Ela k'dosh lisa tu habgodim esamako. Very important point. Avaloy yishonim she'merapim. You're allowed to protect the wound. Very interesting. You're allowed to. If you have a wound, an open wound, you're allowed to protect it by putting, in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, old clothes or other types of materials. You're allowed to protect the makkah. Very interesting. That's very, very nagia. Very, very nagia. You're allowed to protect the makkah. If you have a wound, you're not protected. Now, if the item, this material, has also refu in it, right? If then it would be also, right? Menias nezek, correct, right? If you have a wound and you have a and you want to protect it by putting a plaster, what we call a plaster blaze, yeah. Right? It's okay. Now, what about the plaster? Someone's plaster which has a type of a foo in it. Yeah. What's going to be the case then? Well, then it's actually going to be also because you're not protecting. You're not only protecting it. You're actually also. That's exactly what that's the word I was looking for. That's exactly why not. Right. Good point. Very good point. And you know, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman has such a tzad. Very, very good. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tzad like that. That could be the antiseptic is not considered the refu because it's only protecting. Correct. Yeah. Yeah. A very good point. Right. Okay. These are only old items. They were never put on the wound. But if they have been placed already on the mako, even if they are old, you are not to put them. The merapim. Because there is some items over here which are merape, some old clothes are merape. And some are not. But the story is over here that if it's going to heal, it's also. If it's not going to heal, it's only going to protect. It's going to be muta. Yishonim. Yes. Right. Because the point over here is that yes. Because if that's the Matthias. Old clothes if they have been they have some sort of don't ask me details about it, but they have some healing, you know what I'm saying? It's that kind of material that can actually heal the Chovdalet Noisn Aldal Gabima Noisnin Ale leaf al gabi mako b'shabes on a leaf. You can put a leaf on a wound. She'endo lekikim shambo because again it's protecting. Chutz me'ale gefonim shem l'refuah, but from gefonim you're not allowed to because it's actually merape. It has a koach to heal. Ve'ein noisnin gemi ala mako shi merape. Gemi is rubber. We are not allowed to put gemi rubber on a mako because that is merape as well. But the concept is very simple. If this is merape, pardon. And it must be your miachdi beforehand or something, right? On certain circumstances, it's talking about circumstances that there is no muktzah.